Hitting Russia in the wallet. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. On the fifth day of attacks in Ukraine, Shell just announcing it's pulling out of Russian investments, including involvement with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The Shell chief executive saying they're shocked by the loss of life in Ukraine, calling Russia's attack a senseless act of military aggression. A first round of talks between Russia and Ukraine ending with no breakthroughs today. Meantime, the French president spoke with Russia's president.
And the French indicated that Putin is looking for a number of demands that simply are not realistic. Things like the demilitarization of Ukraine and recognition of an area of land called Crimea that Russia annexed back in 2014, likely not going to happen amid this war.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. More than half a million people have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries.
No one knows where they're going now. They just want to get anywhere. And there are many people who simply will not get out.
We're scared of war, of Putin. We left everything and just run away.
They've left their homes, their jobs, their memories. Most don't know where they're going.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Lviv. Many countries are trying to help the Ukrainian people.
Members of the UN General Assembly began today's emergency session with a moment of silence before debate began, which included blunt words from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The fighting in Ukraine must stop. It's raging across the country from air, land, and sea. It must stop now.
He outlined three steps being taken, including sending $20 million in support from the Central Emergency Response Fund to help Ukrainians get food, water, and health care. He also appointed a UN crisis coordinator for Ukraine and launched two emergency appeals for help on the humanitarian and refugee fronts.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The third time is not the charm in Ohio's battle over redistricting.
Democratic groups in Ohio, led by former U.S. Attorney General Democrat Eric Holder, filing suit over a third set of Ohio legislative maps, approved Thursday by the state's redistricting commission that would give Republicans a 54% majority in the state legislature. The reworked maps, after the Ohio Supreme Court previously struck down two new state maps as unconstitutionally slanted toward Republicans under Ohio's new anti-gerrymandering rules that mandate that maps should favor parties to win districts in proportion to their share of the statewide vote, which for Republicans in Ohio is 54%.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The fencing's back up around the U.S. Capitol temporarily for the president's State of the Union address tomorrow night. The law enforcement officials have not reported any credible threats for the speech. Caution remains after last year's Capitol riot. There's also been concern about possible traffic disruptions from a trucker convoy protest heading toward the Capitol. A national chain is boosting its wages for new employees and adding other perks as a hiring crunch continues.
Target raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2017. Now it's setting a range for new employees. They'll start at $15 to $24 an hour. The pay will depend on the job and local market. The change applies to hourly team members working in Target stores, supply chain facilities, and headquarters. Also starting in April, hourly team members who work a minimum of 25 hours a week will be eligible to enroll in a Target medical plan. The company is also offering debt-free education assistance. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Dow's now down more than 400 points. Just getting word the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ are temporarily halting trading in select Russian companies. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.